No.
Newstalk ZB, it is now 16 past six. Well, Bunnings Warehouse has agreed to up its entry pay to be on par with the living wage. This move would see the bulk of its 4,000 staff get a pay hike, which equates to an extra $80 per week. This move comes off the back of First Union Retail's campaign to lift the wages of New Zealand's lowest paid staff. Eric Crampton is the chief economist at the New Zealand Initiative, and he is with me. And Eric, good evening. Thank you very much.
Good evening.
So what do you make of what Bunnings are doing here and other retail outlets are following suit?
Well, we have to distinguish between voluntary moves by employers and changes in minimum wages. The Bunnings has a fairly skilled staff. There will be a lot that are seeing a pay increase with this, but we also have to remember that the minimum wage is on track for being $20 an hour by 2020. So over time, the wage hike that they're getting now, if it doesn't progress with continued salary increases, it's just kind of bringing forward some of the changes that were already going to be coming under labor. So if we were to think about this as, imagine if the minimum wage were hitting that immediately, that would be a terrible move. It would have severe disemployment effects. But if a retailer has figured that the improvement that they'd have in staff recruitment and retention when labor markets are tight, consequent to a wage hike, if they've judged that to be in their interest, well, it's a great experiment for them to try and see how it works out.
Right, so sudden movement in the minimum wage would cost jobs, would it?
It would, and I'm also worried about the path that the government has chosen to that $20 minimum wage. So for the past decade or so, the minimum wage in New Zealand has sat around 65-68% of the median wage. So one way of thinking about how high the minimum wage is to compare it with prevailing wages or how much the middle worker earns. So the minimum wage has been around two-thirds of what the typical worker earns, the worker that's kind of at the halfway point. If we hike that up to the $20 an hour by 2020, that's looking more like about 73% of the median wage if wages overall continue their prior track. And that's getting well out of step with minimum wages in other developed OECD countries, where we start worrying about more substantial disemployment effects.
Right. Is it true that we have one of the highest minimum wages in the OECD?
Yeah, if we look as a proportion of the median wage, then that's certainly true.
The other thing is you have a domino effect. Is that significant or does that make a big impact? So the domino effect, by that I mean, so you raise it to the living wage or the minimum wage, so you have to go through all the scales and raise those wages as well.
I'd be surprising if Bunnings weren't hiking salaries further up the scale as well. And again, that's something that a company can totally judge as being in its own interest and making sense for them given their circumstances, but would be dangerous to impose upon all companies through rapid minimum wage hikes. It's also worth keeping in mind that a lot of the living wage calculations that get pushed, those tend to be based on two adult, two kid families and trying to provide enough income for that, where a lot of workers just starting out are going to be single and would be happy to have the chance to get some experience and then make their way up through the ranks.
Do you fall into those who believe that the only real way to increase wages is productivity growth?
Well, fundamentally, it has to be.
Yeah.
If you don't have productivity increases justifying wage increases, then you end up with disemployment, that workers whose salaries are not commensurate with the value that they're providing for their employer would see themselves disemployed. And that would disproportionately hit workers that employers would see as being riskier, that might take a little bit more training to get up to speed, take a little bit longer, or that just might come with a little bit more risk because they haven't proven themselves yet. And then you can wind up in spots where it's impossible to get the job without experience, but nobody will take a punt on you.
All right. Thank you very much, Eric. Appreciate it. That is Dr. Eric Crampton, who is the chief economist with the New Zealand Initiative. Newstalk ZB, it is now 6:21.
Newstalk ZB Auckland. Time saver traffic.
Want a hand with healthy? Go fish. The southern is easing city bound at Green Lane.